Being a woodpecker would suck. Imagine smashing holes in a piece of wood with nothing but your face. I wouldn't want to do that all day.
Ah, if only I wasn't so ugly and bald, I...
Enough with the ugly and bald, DM. We know you only do that to gain sympathy.
Yeah, and because you want someone to say, oh, you're not that bald. Well, that will never happen because you are, sadly, and that's how it's always going to be.
Your pride has been wounded, and so to make up for it, you grovel in humiliation, as if that will make it better. As if you can trick people into liking you that way, because the line between pride and humiliation is very fine indeed. In fact, one usually leads to the other.
In not being able to reassure yourself that you should be a master, you elect to be a slave, hoping that somehow leads to mastery.
You're like the groveling, cowardly character in Dostoevsky's Notes from the Underground, who thinks he's so important and deserves so much, but he doesn't, and that every little social thing has such great value when it doesn't, and that he is a misunderstood genius when he isn't. You are just a common coward, made banal by your pride and convictions of genius.
It's part of the Judeo-Christian pattern embedded in our culture. Religion may be dead, but the pattern isn't. In place of an almighty God, we all have come to imagine ourselves as gods, but that makes the others our slaves. But we can't always be sure that the others really are our slaves, or that they agree on the particulars. So sometimes we thrust godhood instead onto the others, and then grovel before them in hatred-fueled worship.
Just like the cult of celebrity. Everyone thinks they are a god, or they should be a god, if the others would just recognize them. Our lives are full of pride and envy, and constantly there is this tug of war between the individual and the others over where the godhood should rightly lie.
That's the biggest indictment of Judeo-Christian system, really. And that in its death, its leftists. It led us to this. Everyone a god, and everyone promised immortality, or celebrity, or whatever. But deep down, we know they can never get that immortality, so we feel cheated. We rail against that.
In despair of that immortality, we commit suicide, or spend our days undercutting others, or we go and shoot a bunch of people, all in petulance, because we cannot be immortal, like we were promised, and no one is recognizing that we are Jesus, even though we feel certain that we should be.
Even atheists on the internet posting pictures on Facebook denouncing and making fun of Christianity. Are they doing it because secretly, deep down, they think they are a god and they want to help people recognize it?
Individualism just leads to a constant opposition and rivalry. It leads to envy and pride. Beneath that is a kind of nihilism.
So whine about your lost hair and your paunch and your ugliness all you like. That obvious defense mechanism won't help anyone think you're a god, or like you more, or convince people you're smart or honest. It's all just another dose of modern dishonesty. Just egotism and pride. Masochism and humiliation is all the inverse of pride, and inspired by it.
You're obsessed with pettiness because you're constantly in the tug of war with the others over who gets to be God. You're trying to be what they desire, while you yourself desire what they do, and you learn and copy your desires from them, and everyone just imitates everyone else's desires ad nauseam and mistakes them for what is really important. Then if people do desire you, you'll scorn them. You're not genius, and you never will be. You're commonplace modern banality, and every time you humiliate yourself with a bold joke or moan about how bad you are, you're just revealing how empty, groveling, petty, and boring your mind is. Why would anyone want to be near you? You would only try to make them replace you in the humiliated masochist role so that you could then get to be the sadist. The only relationships possible with a person like you are toxic relationships, DM. The amount you humiliate yourself only reveals the amount you desire to be proud and to humiliate others.
You perversely think that you can protect and restore your pride through humiliation because you think that you can attract others whom you can then humiliate in some sickening god-disciple relationship. But you worship in hatred, and they will worship in hatred. When the only possibility is left when everyone is squabbling over who gets to be God, and everyone is convinced that they're the only rightful recipient of divine glory.
But I'm pretty bold today, huh?
So, Wilma, I saw you in the park with your work friends the other day. All those girls. You make a cute pack, and it's cute that you all go out together on weekends as well.
Cute. I hate that word. Cute means lame, doesn't it?
Well, lame can be a part of cute. It's kind of inherent. It's in there. It's one of the ingredients. Cute things can often be lame as well. A kitten is a bit lame if you think about it. An awkward child getting a word wrong. But it's still cute. And there's more to cute than that. Cute is made up of a lot of different things.
Cute is a synonym for pathetic.
No. Pathetic can be there and cute, though, too. Like a duckling trying to jump on a curb and not making it. That's pathetic, but also incredibly cute.
Hey! Guys, come look out the spy hole of the door. Have you seen the guy moving into the flat opposite us?
No. because I would never be that nosy. But now you've told me, I must know. What about him?
He's just... he's really big. I mean... oh, here he comes, taking another box. Listen. Oh my God, he's coming to the door! Oh my God, he's gonna knock! Oh my God! Oh, my face! Oh, I should have locked the door.
Privet, do you have oil?
What?
My God, Jim, he's huge! He just barely fits through the door.
What was it you wanted, neighbor?
Oil! Do you have oil?
And why is he wearing nothing but bicyclist shorts? Is it to go fast? Does he need to go fast somewhere?
You mean, like, for your car? You want oil for your car?
No! Oil for my muscles!
Jim, do you have muscle oil?
What do you mean?
You must have some muscle oil in your room, right?
Oh, sure, muscle oil. Everyone looks at the gay guy. Where would you even buy muscle oil?
But you have plenty of lube, right? Stashed away in your room. I've seen it.
Well, yeah, I have plenty of lube.
Why didn't you pick up the muscle oil when you were getting lube at the lube shop?
I didn't know this guy was going to be coming over.
We'll check if we have muscle oil, Mr. Neighbor, sir.
Spasibo! I need one cup muscle oil.
Come in, sit down. I'm the DM. This is Wilma. If you wish to throw her over your shoulder and carry her away as she kicks meekly at the air like so many spoils of war, then please do, instead of taking all my Blu-rays. This is Jim. He will be satisfying all your muscle oil requirements for today.
I don't have any goddamn...
Dobry den! My name is Alyosha. I am big MMA fighter.
MMA?
Yes, this is... oh, you say, mixed martial arts. I fight in the cage.
A cage fighter? We're living next door to a cage fighter.
Yes, in the cage. I crush people until they are whimpering nobodies.
And where are you from, Mr. Al Roker?
Alyosha, I am from Chernogorsk, a small Siberian village. Is White Tigers there? No. How you say? Was White Tigers there? I crushed them all until they were whimpering nobodies. Now, no White Tigers.
I have such sympathy for you, sir, living under the tyrannical reign of Vladimir Putin, who makes everyone think they live in a democracy when really it's a totalitarian state.
Vladimir Putin is great! Is my uncle.
Oh.
We are neighbors. I like you. You like pump iron?
Pump iron? Oh, sure. I bench every day. I often text people about how much I bench. I benched at least 5 the other day.
5 what?
5.
It's good. You bench press 5. And I bench press you while you bench press 5.
Oh, I...
Is this your woman?
Oh, Wilma? She's,
She makes good samovar.
She makes the best. Don't you, Wilma?
Oh, yes, I make... all the time.
And pierogi?
Oh, yes, I love making...
Ah, you are good. You remind me of my mother. I won't go in the sauna hut with you and have you beat me with wet branches.
Yes, that sounds lovely.
You have my muscle oil.
Jim is,
Wilma, why are you...
I want to draw his attention away from me and over to you. I don't want him to throw me over his shoulder and carry me away as I kick meekly at the air. Do these look like wet branch swinging hands to you? Oh, being a sauna wench will ruin my nails.
Not sure we have muscle oil. Maybe you'd like Wilma to make you some kvass?
What's kvass?
Shh, my uncle's wife is Russian.
Kvass good! Kvass lighter! Now, muscle oil!
Jim, just use canola oil or something. Rapeseed oil.
Rapeseed?
Rapeseed!
Fine.
This is Lance Hendricks, and I hate the role-playing hour because they smell bad and they make my cocker spaniel uncomfortable.
Okay, sir, here is your... muscle oil.
Polshoye spasiba! I will try it out now. Ah, this looks good on my biceps! My muscles are looking very good now.
Glad you're happy.
Let me see if it works good for wrestling!
Wait!
No! I have you in my grip now, just like I would in a mixed martial arts cage.
I can't breathe.
That is because I am choking the arteries on your neck with my thighs. As the blood stops going to your brain, you will yield. All fighters do.
I'm not a fighter.
Ow, that looks uncomfortable. Alyosha is crushing Jim between his thighs there. He's got his head locked right up against his groin.
Ooh, you can really see that Jim is helpless. Even if, say, Jim was a taekwondo expert, his throwing techniques would be useless the second Alyosha managed to get hold of him. Oh, Alyosha looks like a boa constrictor, and Jim is like a terrified little mouse.
Look how Jim's lips are turning blue.
This muscle oil is good. I am slippery, so I can get this gem of yours between my thighs. But I am not so slippery he can escape. I can crush him until he is whimpering nobody.
The wrestlers often win in MMA fights, don't they? I wonder why this never happens in a Batman movie. Batman is all about various martial arts styles colliding in a battle to see who is the ultimate champion. Why don't all Batman fights devolve into guys having their faces pressed against each other's groins until one passes out? I mean, these current run of movies claim to be more realistic.
Maybe they'll, in the next reboot, they'll address that glaring error.
He is like pig, and I am like pig farmer at Christmas. He is like Berlin, and I am like heroes of Soviet Union during Great Patriotic War. Does anyone want to tag team Jim? We do the tag team wrestling. It will be fun!
No, I'm going to my room.
I'm just going to Wilma's room, too.
DM, I don't want you in here.
But I can't stay out there, or he'll tag team me. Just let me seek asylum in your city of refuge for a brief spell.
Fine.
What were you going to do in here, anyway?
I was going to plan a party for all the people at my work. You heard Jim talking earlier. We all just get on so well. It'll be an end-of-the-year party. We'll probably start the night by having a few drinks here at the flat.
Where do you work again?
We're a call centre. We help people who have problems with their printers. And everyone who I work with, they're all women. I'll be bringing a whole bunch of pretty and intelligent young women over here to get drunk.
Oh, so can I come to the party?
Well, you live here too. I can't stop you.
Hey, you should make it a theme party. An I Dream of Jeannie party. So all your girlfriends come in costume dressed as Barbara Eden. That'd be great. Oh, do it for me. Come on.
I think they'd think it was a bit sus if I asked them to do that.
No, it'd be fun! They dress like Genie. I could dress as the Major. Then they would naturally all have to take photos with me, possibly while sitting on my lap.
I appreciate the cunning, DM, but I don't think I could pull it off without them expecting anything.
You could pretend it's a random costume party, and they all have to draw the name of a costume out of a hat, but all the costumes are Barbara Eden from I Dream of Jeannie. Oh, what a surprise. You got Barbara Eden too? Oh,
nope. They'd kill me.
What if... Well, the party's at the end of the year, right? So you've got plenty of time to implant the suggestion now. You can get off a call at work and you can say, huh, that guy had a printer problem no one had been able to fix before, not even the IT specialist at his office. Then he called me, and I fixed it in 5 minutes. He said I was like a printer genie. Isn't that funny? And then you could make it like a personal reference, and say you're all printer genies. And you could then say that if you're a genie, you'd like to be like Barbara Eden genie. Then when you suggest the theme of the party, it'll all just seem natural. Make sure you have them dress as TV movie genies, though not TV series genies. In the TV movie, she was allowed to show her navel.
Nope. I'm pretty sure they'd still think it was suspicious.
Start by saying you're going to have a bewitched party. Then everyone should... And everyone, you know, they should dress as Samantha or someone like that. Then you can get them excited, talking about 60s hair and all the fashions back then. And you can pretend to cast spells. You can start having little jokey references to bewitched and 60s things and... 2 weeks before the party, say you found an interview on the internet where Elizabeth Montgomery claimed to be a gun nut, a member of the National Rifle Association, and an anti-Semite. Say how disgusting you thought this interview she gave was. Then everyone will be all sad. Oh, we can't have a bewitched party now. Then you might slouch, shaking your head, as you say what a pity it was because Like them, you were so looking forward to 60s clothes and hair and pretending to cast magic spells. If only there was some other similar TV show from the same era with magical characters you could dress up as. Then, naturally, someone will suggest I Dream of Jeannie and you can go, yes!
That's not bad, but won't someone just suggest Mad Men or something instead? If they're thinking of America from a few decades ago. These girls are young. They might not have even seen reruns of I Dream of Jeannie. I admire your attempts at manipulating my friends into dressing as Barbara Eden, though.
Imagine a whole party, all Barbara Edens. Oh, it must happen. And they'd have to speak to me in character. Yes, Master. Of course, Master. When we pose for photos, I'd naturally have to joke about rubbing Jeannie's lamp. So if I pretend to rub them, it would only add to the hilarity of the photo.
Look at you. You're rubbing your hands together.
Oh, bit of drool. You say that you got invited, right? Okay. To a fancy dress party. And that you're supposed to go as Jeannie. But you can't go. Because you feel too fat to wear the costume. Your friends will all rally around you. Oh, you're not fat, don't worry. Then let the time of the fake party pass. Refusing to budge. You won't go. Afterwards, say how good a party your imaginary friend said it was, and you wished you'd gone, and you don't know why you beat yourself up. Again, your friends will rally around. Say you're going to overcome your fears by attending belly dancing classes. Your friends will no doubt want to go with you. At the belly dancing classes, you bond. Exercise makes people feel good and happy. So at the classes, naturally, all of you will feel giggly and more beautiful and sexier. You can all start getting into it and ordering belly dancing costumes online. Then, near the end of the year, you can say you have beat your fear and you do a belly dancing performance. Your friends will cheer, but before the day, you chicken out. Your friends will say, "Ah." Then say, third time's a charm, you're beating your fear again by dressing as Jeannie for this party. And it'll be better than the party you missed by gum. Then all your friends will rally around, and it'll be easy to request that they wear Jeannie costumes too in a show of solidarity. They'll be comfortable being in such costumes because of the belly dancing thing, and it'll bring back good memories of belly dancing and exercising and feeling sexy, so they'll all be in good moods. And when they're here and they dress as Barbara Eden, they get drunk and they start belly dancing.
So detailed.
We have to think long term, Wilma. Long term to make sure this Barbara Eden thing happens. And if we have all the right psychological buttons switched on when they're dressed as Barbara Edens, all the better.
You're like a comic book villain. You should put this much thought into chess. You'd be a grandmaster.
I would if the opposing team's queens, pawns and rooks were dressed as Barbara Eden.
I haven't heard anything from Jim. Do you think he's dead?
Don't know.
Let me open the door and see.
Da-ha-da! You cannot move! I hold you tight in my grasp!
Jim, do you need any help?
No. This is good, actually.
Good?
Yeah. Crushed between two thighs, my face against his oily groin, and with the blood supply cut off to my brain, it's a bit like the forbidden thrills of autoerotic asphyxiation.
Jim tries to stab me with hidden knife, but still I crush him.
Sure, hidden knife.
And I release you. It was good wrestle, Jim. I have never seen a man last that long without yielding. You have stamina of bear.
Yeah, maybe I should join the MMA circuit.
Join? But you are weak, scrawny man! We need build you up! You must eat lots of jellied meats and work out!
Working out? But working out is so boring.
Yes, Jim! I love to be at the gym, Jim! When I am pumping iron, it's like I am calming! When I lift the weights, it's like I am calming! And calming is same as when I make love inside a woman! That's why it is so good! I pump weights in the gym, and I am calming in the gym! I go home, and it's like I am calming in the home! I go back to the gym, and it's like I'm calming in the gym! Again and again!
Coming in the gym, eh? Maybe this working out thing isn't so bad. I'm a bit of a lapsed exerciser, but I bet I could get back into it.
Not now! I will wrestle Wilma! She looks like she is tough, girl!
No!
Ah, yes! You cannot break free!
Oh! Crotch sweat!
See if you can break my hold! Just try it!
Well, Wilma, you seem to be otherwise occupied. I notice you didn't start filling in all those party invitations there in your room because you got distracted by talking to me. But don't worry, I'll fill them in for you right now and then post them. Dear Alyssa, you are most cordially invited to my I Dream of Genie, put a word out there, Genie Party.
No! No!
Duh! Duh!
It's not so bad, Wilma. Just imagine you're getting thigh choked by Jesus.
Costume is mandatory.
This is Jonathan Frakes, and I hate the role-playing hour so much that whenever I hear it, I want to eject my warp core.
And here we are at the Ultimate Fighting Championship, and what a tournament we're expecting! And Carl, would you say that the martial arts are mixed here today?
Ken, they couldn't be more mixed if they were mulatto half-breeds born on West Indian slave plantations to a Muay mother and a Kendo father. This is like the mangiest mongrel at the back of the pound no one wants. Ken, this is mixed like the porridge in your mother's hole after the crew of the USS Nimitz finish up their shore leave and get called back to ship. Man, this is mixed.
That's pretty mixed, Carl. Good to hear it. And what can you tell us about our contestants in this brawls to the wall bare-knuckle ball? In the famously slurred words of Marlon Brando, who's gonna be a contender?
Well, Ken, today we see an interesting opponent, and here he is, just entering the ring now. This is Jim Jams, and he has racked up 300 straight losses in the sport.
300 straight losses?
That's right, Ken, but he just keeps coming back.
That man is a glutton for punishment.
You could say that, Ken, but it might be he has an iron will. No matter how many times he loses, he never lets it get him down. He just keeps coming back. He has a fighter spirit.
I'll say that's a fighting spirit like I've never seen. He could be the most manly man in the tournament.
Yes, Ken, and he's become quite a fan favorite. You can see all the rednecks in the back proudly cheering for him. It's almost as if they wished they were in his position.
And here he is coming up against his opponent, the Russian, Alyosha the Skulk Squasher. If he was a type of Russian animal, what type of Russian animal would you say he was, Carl?
A catfish or a wolverine.
Do they have wolverines in Russia?
They certainly do, Ken.
You wouldn't say he was another sort of Russian animal, perhaps one who hibernates or who likes honey.
No, Ken, I definitely say he's a beaked whale or some sort of Asiatic wild dog, perhaps a yellow-throated marten.
Okay, so we have Jim Jams facing the Russian yellow-throated marten, and this is sure to be quite a bout. Jams is from Australia, that's also known as Down Under. Would you say there was something about Jams of the noise produced by lightning discharges, and therefore, would you say lyrically that he is like the sound of some sort of lightning discharge from Down Under?
No, Ken, no, I wouldn't say that. If I was to compare Jams to a weather event, I would compare him to a cumulonimbus cloud.
Great! So we have the cumulonimbus cloud from Down Under versus the Russian yellow-throated marten, and I hope the fans are as excited as we are in the booth to see these two compete. Oh, and the bout is on! We can see the two opponents circling each other.
That's the exciting thing about these mixed martial arts bouts, Ken. With two opponents from completely different fighting disciplines, you're never sure how it's going to end up. You never know if it's going to finish with two guys on the ground with their crotches in each other's faces, or whether visages are going to be in the groins whilst two gentlemen lie horizontally in a non-standing position.
Yes, it really is exciting. Oh, and the yellow Russian yellow-throated Martin has just made his opening move. A Boston Crab. He's begun with a Boston Crab. And oh my, that really looks quite painful for the cumulonimbus cloud from Down Under.
I believe that was a reverse Boston Crab, Ken. You may have misquoted it. Of course, we can check again on the instant replay.
No, you are right, Carl. My mistake. A reverse Boston Crab, and he has turned it into a reverse rocking horse. Oh, I would not want to be Mr. Jams right now.
No, that looks painful, and I must say, Ken, that the viewers at home must be thrilled to have us doing the commentating here for them live ringside, because otherwise they might have no idea what was going on. I'm just wondering, can Jams get out of this? What is his counter move? He looks to be in a tight spot.
Oh, now the Russian has him in a crossface!
That's a chicken wing over the shoulder crossface, I think you'll find, Ken.
Oh, you are right, Carl. I should just kill myself now for getting that wrong. I should shoot myself in the face right here in the booth for not picking that. That is indeed a chicken wing over the shoulder crossface. You've seen it here first. I have never witnessed anywhere else a rocking horse turn so brutally into a chicken wing over the shoulder crossface. I am aghast.
You're trembling a little, Ken.
Yes, Carl, I am trembling. It is true. Just from the sight of the brutality happening down there in the ring.
I can feel it if I put my hand on your arm.
Oh my God! It's a split-legged moonsault! A split-legged moonsault! I can barely believe my own eyes!
I believe you'll find that's a springboard moonsault, Ken. A springboard moonsault.
Oh! You are right, Carl. I should have my wife divorce me, laugh at me in front of her friends, and dump a bucket of wet feces on my head. Then I should eat the feces and dress as a gimp, because that is indeed a springboard moonsault. It is springboard, not split-legged. I should have my testicles burned in a fire.
That is a sit-out full Nelson atomic drop.
It is a sit-out full Nelson atomic drop. I don't know how the Australian can handle this.
He must have nerves of steel. Nerves of steel, Ken.
He just will not lie down. And the sit-out full Nelson atomic drop has turned into a cobra clutch bulldog. And now he's following that up with a fisherman driver, an inverted stomp face breaker, and a double leg flapjack.
And a gorilla press slam.
And a gorilla press slam.
How can any man's superorbital foreman take that?
I don't know, Carl, I don't know. Oh, and watch this! The cumulonimbus cloud from down under is fighting back!
He is indeed, Ken, he is indeed.
It's a flurry of blows, one after another! Could this be the comeback of the century? And what is this? Did he just perform a whirly bird head scissors? I thought that move was illegal!
Not in this state, Ken, not in this state. Not yet. But it should be.
But he will just not let the Russian yellow-throated Martin take a breath. He's followed it up with a monkey flip and a tilt-a-whirl mat slam, then a snap marinette breaker, and what's this? A 450-degree splash!
I believe that's the imploding 450-degree splash, Ken.
Oh, yes! Fuck me with a naily dildo! I believe you're right, Carl. I should be snatched up by a tyrannical tribunal, beaten with rods, and then hung from a lamppost with a denigrating sign around my neck, saying I have shamed my country. Then I should be dragged around behind a car as locals scream derisive and insulting things about my corpse. Because that was indeed an imploding 450-degree splash.
Can he keep it up, though, Ken? It doesn't look like it. The Russian is recovering, and...
They're closing again! This could be the big moment! And...
They're each preparing their next move, and...
Oh, look! They've grappled each other and fallen over! Now their crutches are in each other's faces.
Yes, the match has reached the crotch face stage of the competition. So, Ken, what do you want to do for the next 15 minutes while we wait for this to be over?
Well, Carl, I suppose we could talk about squirrels.
Squirrels? That doesn't have much to do with wrestling, Ken.
Yes, but it would save us from having to comment in detail on the fact that two half-naked men are thighs squeezing each other in tight pants with their crotches in each other's faces for the next 15 minutes. We need to talk about pretty much anything else, because otherwise I'm going to feel weird being up here in the booth alone with you.
Yes, I believe this would be a good juncture to say... I like girls.
I also like girls, Carl. That's why I married one.
Oh, I know you like girls, Ken, almost as much as me.
No, I would say I like girls more than you, Carl, because I married one, whereas you are in your 40s and still mysteriously single.
I'm just waiting to settle down, Ken. I need to find the right person.
It can be tough, Carl. So many people will break your heart. It's a rough world out there.
It is, Ken. It is. I need to keep my heart in a box. But meanwhile, it's great that I can pass the time between girlfriends by commentating on mixed martial arts sporting events.
It's a healthy, entertaining, and harmless way to pass the time between girlfriends, isn't it, Carl?
Yes, it certainly gets the blood up.
So, they're still... Now the crotch face locking continues. So, Katy Perry... She has a nice girl, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, she has a very nice girl. I particularly like the chicks and the babes on her.
No, I like her babes, too. And her womans. They are smoking hot.
Katy Perry does have smoking hot womans, doesn't she? We both think so. Both of us here in this booth.
Yes, we are both in agreement that Katy Perry has very nice womans. But, honey, if you are listening at home, your womans are better. Yes, my wife's woman's, because my wife is a female. I know. A doctor told me. I had her checked. So just so we are clear.
I have seen your wife in real life once, so I can confirm for the viewers at home that she is female.
She is very female. She has long hair. I mean, you can see that just by looking at her. She has long hair. What else do you need?
And earrings.
She has very nice earrings. Once she wore a skirt.
That must have been very nice for you.
It was very nice because I like skirts. Not on me, obviously, but on my wife.
Or on a Scotsman.
When Scotsmen wear skirts, they're called kilts, Carl.
They still look really nice.
They do, Carl. Skirts look very nice on Scotsmen.
People at home, do you have a favorite wrestling move? If so, call in now on 831-35000 and tell us all about it. Also, you can tell us right now by writing on our Facebook page. Just look for The Role Playing Hour on Facebook. That's R-O-L-E. So, www.facebook.com/TheRolePlayingHour. You're listening to Wilma, Jim Clutterbuck, the DM, and Alyosha, the Russian yellow-throated Martin, here on The Role Playing Hour on Radio Adelaide Digital Radio, online and 101.5 FM. We can be emailed during the week at theroleplayinghour@hotmail.com. We're also putting every episode of The Role Playing Hour up in chronological order on our WordPress page. The address is roleplayinghour.wordpress.com. There's about 48 hours worth of audio up there right now. But right now, call in on 831-35000 and tell us your best wrestling move. Or write us a message on our Facebook page, won't you now, honey? Yeah.
This is Jewel State, and I hate the role-playing hour because I asked them to feed my fish, and then they fed my fish too much, and now my fish has body image issues.
Okay, so we'll let Nick play in the background while we consider the one question we have on our Facebook page, which is, what is it, a legitimate question, where is Clutterbuck? I can see that. Where is Clutterbuck?
I crushed him!
Oh, you should do that every week. That'd make our lives a lot easier. Maybe Clutterbuck is listening. Maybe he can call in and answer that question for himself. 831-35000. You put an extra 8 in front if, for some reason, you're interstate. Not that Clutterbuck is interstate, obviously. He got crushed. Like a whimpering nobody. Do we have any other questions on there? I don't think so. I don't know. No, there's just a bunch of links to... But Jordan did believe... He is convinced that Wilma looks exactly like Drew Barrymore.
That's true, she's very nice.
So, I don't know if anyone else has pictured Wilma looking like anything different. Perhaps you could ring in and tell us about how you've pictured Wilma. What positions, what backgrounds there were...
Personally, I like her crushed between my mighty thighs!
I have heard that that's satisfying, I don't know. Anyway, what's this? What's happening? What are you saying? Timmy is trapped in a well? What is it? What? Oh! You're screaming on behalf of Internode. That must mean that Internode is pulling your chain and torturing you with a metal ring in your nose to tell us about the subscriber prize. So the subscriber prize for this month is a wireless internet router and 12 months of ADSL 2 Plus connection from station sponsor Internode. And it's valued at $750. To win it, or to go into the draw, really, because you wouldn't automatically win it. You'd be in competition with everyone else who subscribed this month. You'd subscribe to the station, $52 a year, $26 concession. Because it's a community station, you're part of the community, so everyone can get together and help everyone out. You could even, you know, eventually have a show of your own one day, where you do something much more entertaining than this. The first step would be subscribing. You get a magazine sent out to you, things like that. You can become a part of the Radio Adelaide Force. Alpha Force! Alpha Squad! Oh, what was it? What was it the police always used to do on the show, Larry and Barry? I can't remember.
Was that Operation Pedo Smash?
Pedo Smash, go!
Pedo Smash, go!
That's what it was.
Good to see you here, Larry.
That's right, Barry. How you doing, mate?
Didn't expect to see you down here. Oh, you enjoy a bit of mixed martial arts, I see.
Ah, that's right, I do, Barry. I do. Very much so. It helps me improve my own criminal handling techniques.
Like to handle a bit of criminal, do you? Handle a bit of criminal.
Oh, occasionally, from time to time. You know, when it's necessary, mate, when it's necessary.
Glad to hear it. It's because it's rough out there in the streets. Sometimes
it's very rough out there. It's rough.
I wish criminals had more easy to handle handles.
That's
like,
right.
Like on drawers. Or,
that'd be good.
Mm.
Perhaps we can borrow some of the muscle oil.
Yes. Use it to smash pedos.
That's right.
That'd be good.
Yes.
Oil up the pedos till they're very well oiled.
Get them crushed between our thighs, mate.
Crush them between our thighs. That'd be good. Yeah, let's learn how to do this, mixed martial arts. Okay, so the police are very forward-thinking. That's what we like to see. Do we have anything else on the page? No, probably not. I think Jordan is the only one listening. So, Jordan, this episode is for you. Is there anything in particular you'd like us to do? Because, baby, it's you. You're the role-playing hour now, Jordan, baby. It's all about you. Yeah. Yeah. You see me winking at you? Yeah, well, you wink back. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I heard a rumor that you know Jim, a friend of Jim's. Like, Bruce Wayne has a friend. He's called Batman. Jim also has a friend, and I understand that you know that friend. Jordan? Yeah. Typing, are you? Type it. Come on, type, Jordan. Type it to me. Oh my god, this is so slow. It's much easier with callers. Wilma, do you have anything to contribute?
Not particularly, no, but I'm absolutely flabbergasted by the size of that wrestler.
But
gosh, and what was it, rapeseed oil?
What
the hell is that?
Use it in the kitchen.
Oh.
Next time you go to Coles, have a look. Maybe they don't call it that in every country, but because the name is accurate and they don't necessarily want an accurate name for their product. They want to mislead people. I don't know. So, but it is available. Wikipedia that. You see it.
So does it like come from a tree or something?
A rapeseed tree.
A rapeseed tree.
So or a rapeseed like bush.
A rape tree forest.
A rapeseed tree. A rapeseed orchard.
God,
fields.
Very frightening prospect.
Ride the combine harvester through the rapeseed. You could make love in the rapeseed. You could see your lover and you could run towards each other. Jordan, that's what we're doing this weekend. Let's make love in the rapeseed. He says, post a pic of Wilma and be rest assured, I'm winking, I have met Jim's friend once and his hair was amazing. Out there, you have a Batman-like figure with amazing hair. Okay, well, I guess we could... Yeah, all right. No, that's enough time. We've killed enough time. So, thank you for writing on the wall, Jordan. We're glad someone tried. And someone listened. Oh, my God, isn't that nice? So, we'll get back to everything we need to do. Was there something we forgot?
Oh, no, what you forgot? Pedo smash!
Pedo smash, go!
There often are awkward silences after we say pedo smash go. That was just one of them.
In the mists of ancient time, when the earth was young and predators roamed the land, humans sought entertainment anywhere they could.
What are you doing?
Making a new promo for Bleep.
Yeah, but why are you starting in the Stone Age? That's a little too retro.
You think so?
Yeah, really, we just cover games from the 80s and 90s.
But I was about to review this awesome stone. You hit it with another stone and it makes it sound like two stones. Listen.
Bleep, the greatest retro video game show on Radio Adelaide, Mondays at midnight.
This game rocks!
This is Corin Nimick, and I hate the role-playing hour. Because they had sex with David Faustino's midget mother, and it was my turn.
And here we are ringside. Come down to interview the Russian Yellow-Threaded Martin and the Cumulonimbus Cloud from Down Under. First, the Cumulonimbus Cloud from Down Under. And how are you finding this bout, Jim Jams? It appears that you are presently being crushed between the thighs of a huge wrestler, your face pressed against his sweaty crotch.
Yeah, it's great. I'm loving it.
I'm afraid the term I'm loving it is now a trademark of the McDonald's Corporation. You can only use it in reference to McDonald's. Is what you're undergoing now in any way similar to eating McDonald's?
Oh, yeah. It's exactly like eating McDonald's.
Your losses don't faze you, Jams. What is the key to your indomitable fighting spirit?
I just love to compete.
Woohoo! Go, Jim!
Go, Jim! Yeah!
And here are some fans here in the support of the Aussie.
Yeah, we're his friends.
We knew him before he was famous for having his skull crushed in the vice-like grip of a Siberian land shark.
And what brings you down here week after week,
bout after bout to see this underdog of the MMA compete, even though he loses every single time.
Well, I just come to see his massive erection.
Oh my, she's right, Carl. It does appear that Jams has developed a massive erection there. He is in danger of taking the Russian's eye out. Alyosha, the yellow-throated Martin, do you have anything to say about this?
Oh, da! It's because I have cut off blood supply to his brain by squeezing the arteries at his throat. This means blood has nowhere else to go, so blood pools in his penis. The sort of thing is quite common in the MMA. It's not sexual.
And it seems he is now rubbing it against your face.
Oh, yet, that is him squirming to try and break free. I will not let him, though. He will just have to keep squirming.
There you have it. A massive non-sexual erection from the Australian there.
Woohoo! Go erection!
You know, I think this is the biggest one yet.
You know, I believe it is.
Dan, maybe talk to you, Alyosha, while you're in the ring, or are you too busy?
Yet, it's okay. It's good time for interview.
Are you pleased to join the ranks of the other great sports people from your country, such as Maria Sharapova and Garry Kasparov?
Maria Sharapova is cousin. Garry and me, we have big drinks party before I leave. Garry loves the MMA.
And when you're in the ring and times are tough, what is your biggest inspiration?
Well, my biggest inspiration is my wife.
And who is your wife?
Anna Kornikova!
You don't find that, with you often being overseas and with your fame and notoriety, that this puts stresses on your marriage?
Net. She is sometimes worried about the MMA groupies, but she does not have to be the worry.
You are never tempted by MMA groupies. Women groupies, I assume, because we love women at the MMA. I would assume groupies are one of the perks of the job.
Net. Anna Kornikova and me, we have been married for a long time. And you know what it's like. When you're older, you're just not as interested in new long-term relationships. It is just no mystery left for you. A new love needs mystery. Might be spark, a bit of big entertainment between you and someone new. But, you know, you just think, but... I know what long-term relationships are like. I can't imagine new person farting in bed, stressed at end of week, shaving legs, lying in tracksuit pants, watching download movies with me, having sex for the sake of it, even if neither of us is really in mood. If you can't imagine all that, and you know it's just going to settle into that, then you're less interested and start something new. Love is not like novel or film or video clip then, where everyone is glamorous and mysterious and beautiful and glamorous. Love is just normal people every day putting up with each other's normal stuffings. So why go through the hassle of starting same thing again when you what you have is worked good? Let new girl find her own is good with someone who cares more.
Wise words, Alyosha, wise words. My wife Angus and I feel the same.
Hey, DM.
Yeah?
You didn't like the last few photos of me in the MMA uniform I put on Facebook.
Oh, well.
Why not? You liked them all before. I saw your name there.
Yes, well, I was just liking them to be polite.
But DM!
No, I mean, I don't really care about this MMA thing. I think it's nice that you do it, but you enjoying it doesn't actually give me any joy. I'm just coming along because I want to, you know, keep close to Wilma, so I stay invited to her I Dream of Genie party at the end of the year.
But I look so good in those photos.
It's hard, you know. Most of my Facebook likes are polite likes. I don't actually care. I don't actually really like hardly any of my friends' comments, photos, or activities. I just click to be polite. But it's exhausting to keep up with it all. It must have slipped my mind. Don't worry, I'll lie again tomorrow.
Thanks. Just make sure you click like on all of them.
Duh! Duh! I have crushed him! He is now like whimpering nobody.
And the fight is over. This is Alyosha the Skull Squasher's 111th win, and Jim Jam's 302nd straight loss.
Good match, Alyosha. Thanks for that.
Oh, I shake hands. Спасибо.
And look at Jams there. What a sportsman, shaking hands after a match. This Australian really is honourable in defeat.
I'm smelly now. I need shower.
I really need a shower. Alyosha, what is the secret of your success?
I believe it is this new muscle oil that Tiny Jim showed me.
Wilma, look at us in the rank behind us. Did you see her sitting behind us? It's Anna Kournikova. Anna Kournikova, how do you feel watching your husband compete here?
It is very fantastic to see my husband. He is so sexy with the oil. I see the men together. It gets me. What's hitting? What? Oh, excuse me. I need to go change. I'm very smelly now.
All right, Wilma, scissors, paper, rock. Who gets to smell her seat first?
3 months later.
Jeannie, hey. Oh, come sit on my lap.
Oh, yes, master.
I want a photo, too. Can I sit on the major's lap?
Oh, you can all sit on my lap. Come on, squeeze on.
Ugh.
Now, everyone say, your wish is my command, master.
Your wish is my command, master.
Fantastic. This is the best party ever.
Wait, I'll make more room. Let me scooch my bottom over a bit on your lap, Major. And here, put your arm here over my navel. I got the telemovie costume and not the TV show costume because I thought it was sexier and it showed more skin.
More cocktails, girls?
Yay! Let's get more drunk!
Oh, so many Barbara Edens. This is the best... This is the best day of my life! How could it possibly get any better?
Where is Jim?
What? Alyosha, what do you want?
That Jim! What he gave me was not muscle oil! It was rapeseed oil!
Rapeseed oil?
Rapeseed oil is banned in the MMA! I have been disqualified! They take my titles! Where is that Jim? I will smash him!
He's out getting milk, I think.
Then I will smash his friends! What are these genies here? I will wrestle all the genies!
Oh no! No, not the genies! Please! Anything but the genies!
Alyosha, smash genies!
No, not the genies, please!